صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Second class to speak about the conflict between the Jew and the Palestine, in the land of Al-Quds, the land which you call it Urshalim. Last time, alhamdulillah, we reached in our class that this is state of Zionist, which you call it Israel today, they always try to connect them with Israel. Israel, that's Al-Nabi Ya'qub. Nabi Ya'qub, his name is Israel. Even they named themselves to Israel according to the name of the Prophet Ya'qub, which his name is Israel. So the Bani Israel. All right. So they try to connect it. But they have nothing to do with actually with the children of Israel. This gang used to be misachieved in Europe. German, they wake up in the morning, they found themselves working under them with Benis. So the whole Europe actually suffering from them a lot. They came from all over the world to Europe. When European actually feel tired from them, in 1947, a prime minister of England, his name is Balfour, established a state for Israel in the land of Palestine. We never know any exactly anything call it Israel until 1947, when they established a home for the Jew, and they send the Jew from all over the world to this land. They occupy, even today they say, under the territory land. But we started the story from the beginning, and we'll go step by step to tell you what actually who these people. We found last time, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, they said the Jew, they claim that Ibrahim was a Jewish. And the Christian, they claim that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is a Christian. And Allah answered them in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا أو نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them in the Quran, يا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, neither Jew nor a Christian, but كان حنيفا مسلما. حنيفا, that means he submit himself totally to Allah. إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين, that is the word of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. I'm going for my Lord, he will guide me to where? To Tawheed, to Al-Islam. So originally Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام على نبينا عبد الرسول إمام of the Tawheed, who submit himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the one, they are committing the shirk, وليعوذ بالله. They associated partner with Allah when they took the Izra, Al-Uzair, and they took him as a son of Allah. The same thing as the idea of the Christian, when they took Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary, as the son of God. Both of them, the only one who believed actually the faith of the Tawheed are the Muslim. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu huwa alladhi sammakum al-Muslimin. The one who named us al-Muslim, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. If you tell them you are a Muslim, they never gonna accept this word. Islam meaning is to submit yourself for one creator and never associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the aqeedah of the Tawheed. So al-Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Ibrahim Imam, Khalilur Rahman, the friend of Allah, Imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him Imam for all mankind, Sayyidina Ibrahim. When established in the land he goes from that Tawheed, we're going to go for a big beautiful story after we finish this class. The way actually Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, since he born in Iraq, and he moved to Palestine, he went to Egypt, come back to Mecca, and we will find a beautiful story inshallah ta'ala, step inshallah ta'ala. So Allah deny that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam neither to be Jew or nor to be a Christian. But he was Hanifa. Hanifa Muslim. I remember the brother, brother Muhammad, one of the brothers who follow the Imam is very extremist for Imam Abu Hanifa. He said, I'm a Hanafi. I don't follow anything except a Hanafi. One day exactly said, exactly, I'm a Hanafi. I told him, why be extremist and to be Hanafi? All the scholar, when they give me dalil, I take it from them. He told me, no, even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was Hanafi. I said, what? Yes, the Prophet Muhammad, he told me, yes, akhi, a sheikh, brother Prophet Muhammad, I told him, what's your dalil? He gave me this ayah. وكان إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض. إبراهيم said this word and after him صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إني وجهت I turn my face للذي فطر السماوات والأرض the one who created the heaven and earth حنيفا. He said look at this, even سيدنا إبراهيم said حنيفا. I told him you're stupid, it's not أبو حنيفة, it's حنيفا that the Muslim. But anyway, exactly, Muslims are going to different world. Wallah, may Allah guide us. So we know from this, inshaAllah ta'ala, that Ibrahim, Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a Muslim. And he's the one, he named us as a Muslim. They have no relation between him and between them and Ibrahim. Now they establish, and one of the Muslim country called Emirat, they try to help the Jew. Also, the state of Israel. To say something very, he said, Ad-Din al-Ibrahimi. Ad-Din al-Ibrahim, they establish a new name. Ad-Din, the religion of Ibrahim, all of us belong to Ibrahim. Right? You belong to Ibrahim, he's almost a Muslim. You are a Muslim? Of course, they're going to tell you no. Because they believe he is the Jewish. And the Christian also, they fail. He believe Ibrahim is a Jewish. And they have nothing. Because the Torah, it was sent with Musa alayhi salam later. Not in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Not in the time of Yaqub, Jacob, Israel. Not in the time of Ishaq, Isaac. Not in the time, only when actually came after Musa alayhi salam. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء. Before Musa, they came and they said, yeah, the Christian, they have nothing. They don't follow any book. And the Christian also, they said, وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. And also النَّصَارَ, the Christian, they found the Yahud, they have nothing to follow. They did not follow anything. But the only thing, the Islam, we believe Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is a Muslim. Isaac was a Muslim. Jacob is a Muslim. Musa is a Muslim, Isa is a Muslim, and came with the last prophet, Imam of all mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have nothing to do with this. We're going to speak about Ibrahim, inshaAllah ta'ala. And Allah denied, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he never been one of the polytheists. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, he never associated in a partner with Allah. But they are the one, they associate partner of Allah when they took Al-Uzair, Izra, the son of God. That's the association partner. Step forward to move. A people call it Hyksos. Hyksos. These people, they used to be armed group. And we need to connect the story with Egypt now. Because Palestine is connected with the ruler of the Egypt. The Egyptian, the Pharaoh, they also control this area, which you call it Palestine that time. Sayyidina Yusuf, all of us, as we know, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, when his 12 tribes or the 12 children of, he's among them, one of the 12. He was 12, now number 12, the last son. So Sayyidina Yusuf, when his brothers betrayed him, and they try to take him, we kill him. Then in the end, they make a final decision to throw him inside the well of the water. They are the one, they did that. So Sayyidina Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clear it for all of us. Sayyara, a group of the people passed by. They looked to the well of water and very, very deep. He tried to get water. Then he fell, قال, يا بشر, هذا غلام. This is son. Is the غلام. We need to study Yusuf عليه السلام and Yaqub too, because they connected themselves to Yusuf عليه السلام. All right. And we're going to find out where is the grave of Yusuf. Yusuf lived in Egypt, as you know, and he reached the top of the positions. He became the head of the ministers. And Allah, the king trusted him and he gave him actually the treasure of Egypt. Egypt used to feed the whole entire world. The food used to be in Egypt. Somebody going to say, exactly, Sheikh Mustafa from Egypt, he said that. I have no business with that. So Yusuf alayhi salam, they took him and they sold him with dirham ma'duda. Very few dirhams. Very few dirhams. They took him and they sold him in the market. And who? The prime minister of Egypt called it Al-Aziz. He bought him. And he grew up in his palace. And he trusted him. Then later on, without going for the detail, the children of Yaqub alayhi salam immigrated. He left the land of Palestine and he went to Egypt. Remember this. Jacob alayhi salam, Yaqub, and he took his children with him. So they live in Egypt. They were in Egypt. They did not remain even if they connected themselves with Israel, Yaqub. Yaqub even, alayhi salam, he left actually Palestine and he left in, he lived in Egypt with his son Yusuf, alayhi salam. And all the 11 children, all of them, they migrated to Egypt. That's number one. We need to remember this, inshallah ta'ala. Time. Second, we need to connect this with what happened. You know, Egypt used to be ruled by Pharaoh. Ramses, Akhenaton, they rule, and because they used to be powerful, they start to move to Bilad al-Sham and occupy this area. Palestine used to be one of the places in Bilad al-Sham. Bilad al-Sham include Syria, Jordan, plus Palestine. Palestine, that's called, it used to be Lebanon, call it Bilad al-Sham. They used to be under the name of Bilad al-Sham. So they extended their power, the Egyptian Pharaoh extended until they actually occupy this area under the rule of the Pharaoh. And you know, all of you, you know, the Egyptian, they used to worship the Pharaoh, and some of them worship the moon and the sun. And they did not carry the religion of the Tawheed. They did not carry the religion of the Tawheed until Sayyidina Musa came and established the face of the Tawheed. That's later we're going to speak about this. So, Palestine, that time, this area, came and became under the control of Al-Jabbarin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them. Al-Jabbarin, tyrants. Very tall giants, they used to control this area, the land exactly, and they forced the people to worship the associate partners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What year? Is 1550 before the century. Before century, 1550 before the century. They occupy this area. Aye. What happened after that? Let we see, inshallah ta'ala. About, let's we move to Egypt, because it's very important to proceed for the children of Israel from Egypt. Because Musa alayhi salam, what's the job for Musa alayhi salam? The only thing Musa did, receive power from Allah, signs, to save the children of Israel from Pharaoh, who used to actually torture them, killed the children, and rape their woman and use their woman to be a servant. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Surah Al-Qasas. Surah Al-Qasas, it called the stories. Surah number 28. Ayah number 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. Indeed, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land. He used to tell the Egyptian people, أنا ربكم الأعلى, I am the highest lord for you. ما علمت لكم من إله غيري, I found no إله, no God. No God except me. He used to tell the Egyptian people under the torturing of Pharaoh, they used to worship him, include children of Israel who were living in Egypt at that time. So Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and he made its people into factions. For any dictators, when he came to any place to do control it, he make the people, separated the people to make them factions, Shia, and to make them against each other. That is the policy for anyone. As Britain used to be India, used to be one of the Islamic state, India, the whole India, until Britain came and divided India to three pieces. Bangladesh, Pakistan and India, and create hatreds between the Indian government and the others, actually other two Muslim country, Bangladesh and Pakistan. That is what all the time the occupation try to do, that to divide the people to factions. That is the policy. Pharaoh, he did that in order to control the people. He divided them to groups, factions, into faction, oppressing a sector among them. And what did he do? Slaughtering their newborn sons. Any sons, establish a law in the land of Egypt. Any son will be born, he order his soldier to slaughter him in front of his mother. Why? Because the people around him, this Dajjal around him, they told him he will be born a child from the children of Israel and your kingdom will be demolished by the hand of this boy. And this is true. This is true. You know, Musa alayhi salam, he grew up in where? In the palace of Pharaoh. He became very powerful and he trained and so on, so, and very, very trained and very, very, subhanAllah, powerful. So what happened is, so he started slaughter every single son from the children of Israel and leave the female to live. Leave the female to live. He has no problem with the female because they told him, there is a son will demolish your kingdom. He was of the corruptors. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Pharaoh, he was one of the one who mischief in the land. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. But he doesn't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this son, alayhi salam, Musa, and he born, and his mother received a revelation from Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the mother of Musa to put him in a box and throw him in a river. Pharaoh and his wife sitting in the other side. Pharaoh, subhanallah, he did not have any son, but all he has like six girls. So his wife, she became desirable to have a son. So when Musa alayhi salam, he was a brown color, beautiful, smile, baby. When actually the box reached the other shore, what happened? Right away, Allah cast over the heart of Pharaoh to love this boy. She took him. Pharaoh, he was actually in a meeting, waiting for him until he came back. He came to her room. She said, who is this? He said, this is exactly Qurrat. She did not tell me son. Tell him son. She said, he's my eye of comfort and your eye of comfort. He said, not me. It's your eye of comfort, not me. Because he hit every single son. But because the woman, she controlled the Pharaoh. Because if the woman actually, the man loved the woman too much, the woman, she will actually control him. Trust me. When actually you love the woman too much and the woman figure it, that you are, do you love her too much? She control. Therefore, she control him. She said, لا تقتلوا, don't kill him. قرة عين لي, it's my, it's, he is my, my comfort and your eye of comfort too. But he accepted her to get, take this child and raise him in the palace of Pharaoh. He doesn't know that this boy, he's the one he's gonna destroy his kingdom later. Allah is a prepare. Allah is the one, he prepare everything. Now, second ayah from Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 5, Surah number 28. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and they make them inheritors. In every generation, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look what he said. He started, Islamic State started with one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the Ummah of Muhammad today? How many actually the Muslim Muhammad? Subhanallah. Allah cast on the heart of the Muslim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The imam of the Tawheed also. Subhanallah. So Allah give only power for those actually who fear Allah, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every generation. So Allah, because some of the Israel, exactly Bani Israel that time, they are the follower of Musa, they worship Allah. You will find them in a Jannah too. They will be in a Jannah with a believer, inshallah. May Allah provide us with a Jannah and to be together, inshallah, with them. Allah, He chooses from every generation. He chooses a believer, those who carry the right faith, the Islam, the follower of Musa. So Allah, He need to give them the power and to make the leader and to inherit. Inherit what? Money? No. Inherit actually the deen, the religion, the Islam, generation after generation. Third ayah, I'm going to end with it, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala. Ayah number 6 of Surah Al-Qasas. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. And establish them in the land. And show Pharaoh and his minister, Haman, and their soldier through them that which they had feared. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Fir'aun to extend his kingdom to control Bilad al-Sham. And Bilad al-Sham include Palestine also. We need to know the history. We remember, we speak about the history of Palestine. But they used to fear also the newborn baby. They know born newborn baby, Pharaoh and his campaign. Now, inshallah ta'ala, we going to speak about Musa alayhi salam. How Musa he reached Egypt and he became powerful. We'll go through the story of Musa briefly, inshallah ta'ala, because he's the part of the children of Israel. He is the part of this belief, because they believe actually Moses exactly is the one he sent them. But indeed, to give you a proof next week, inshallah ta'ala, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, bismillah, but next week, inshallah, we're going to establish Monday, inshallah ta'ala. We need to find what Musa did in Egypt and how we saved the children of Israel, because this is part of our story. To establish the story of Musa alayhi salam, to see you, actually, is Musa belong to them or belong to Islam? We will see, inshallah ta'ala, step by step, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory for the people, the Muslim in everywhere. Amen. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept this lady, the reporter who had been killed by Palestine, by the Israeli soldier today, that Allah enter here the highest level of Al-Jannah. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us and to be, inshallah ta'ala, together, to be united, to get rid of these people, the Zionists, the cancer for the whole entire world, this cancer of what you call it, Israel. And it's the fear, exactly shame for United States to hide the crime of Israel. Yesterday, they approved $42 billion for Ukraine. But they did leave Israel to do whatever they like to the Palestinians. Killed them, demolished their houses, burned the fields of the olives, and so and so. And everybody watching this, they are not counted. وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل إن شاء الله تعالى. بارك الله فيكم. سبحانك الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.